This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Al-mudmin, a person who is addicted to intoxicants of any nature, and they don't even have a plan to actually quit it or to seek the forgiveness of Allah. And you're coming in, for example, on an auspicious occasion. People are all being forgiven, but you're not being forgiven. Why? There's a problem. There's a barrier. Subhanallah. What is that barrier? You don't have an intention to quit the bad that you are addicted to in terms of that which is intoxicating or sinful. You don't have an intention. That's why, my beloved brothers and sisters, remember one thing. When you are doing something wrong habitually, as a mu'min, at least feel in your heart what I'm doing is wrong. Wallahi, that feeling will save you. Do you see what I'm saying? Because the first time you committed the sin, you feel guilty. The second time, the guilt is less. The third time, the guilt is even less. The fourth and fifth and sixth time, guess what happens? You don't even feel it's a sin anymore. It just becomes nature. So Allah says, when you feel bad with your sin, it's a sign that you're a believer. Why would I feel bad? Because I love Allah. I have a weakness, but I love Allah. I want Him to forgive me, strengthen me, and don't just make dua. A brother had a very bad habit of going to the clubs every weekend. So we met him and we started talking, and I said, brother, just quit this habit. He says, make dua. I tell him, are you insulting yourself or me? Oh, are you insulting Allah? Dua is very important, I agree. But you can't just say, make dua, and 2 years have passed and you're still telling people make dua and you still keep on going. They're making dua and you keep going to the clubs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an understanding. Make an effort. Learn to improve. If you haven't been for a whole month, thank Allah. Don't go. And if you end up dropping and going after a month, make sure the next time it's not just a month, it's way beyond a month that you don't go. And I'm not saying keep going at longer intervals, but I'm saying you need to see an improvement. And then you say, make dua, I'm trying, I haven't been for so long. Like my buddies, astaghfirullah, who smoke. Smoking is a bad habit. You're still my buddy, but it's a bad habit. Quit it. Quit it. So if you were smoking 20 and you suddenly dropped to 10, and then you smoke every alternate day, and then you smoke one a week, I'll tell you, my brother, you are there. Just cut the one a week. And the uncle will tell you, no, if I don't have this one here, I will get so cross, I'm going to beat up my wife. What an excuse. What an excuse. You're down to one. The one uncle says, I need a cigar. Otherwise, these people are in trouble. I said, uncle, you know what? With that cigar, you are in trouble.